Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending the session today. My name is Dan Taylor, and I'm the program manager for our Python developer tools here at Microsoft. And so what I wanted to take you through in this theater session is starting from zero, basically a empty folder, and creating a Python web app and deploying that to Azure using Visual Studio Code. So a few different prerequisites that I have on my machine here that let me do this. I've got Python 3 installed on my machine. I have an Azure subscription. I've got Visual Studio Code, and I also have the Git command line tools, and I'm going to be using Docker for the publish. And I'll be sharing out the code after this so that if you want to follow along with the steps on your own, you can go to my GitHub repo and follow along with the steps. So we're going to take three main steps today. First, we're going to create the app and run it locally using Visual Studio Code. Then we're going to Dockerize the app and then deploy that to Azure Web Apps for containers. And then we're going to do a quick change to the code and redeploy so you get a sense of that full end-to-end. So let's dive right in, and we're going to create the app and run it locally. So I've got Visual Studio Code here on my laptop. This is vanilla Visual Studio Code. I don't have any extensions installed, so I'm going to go ahead and install the extensions I need. So I'll go to the Extensions tab here, and the first thing I'm going to do is install the Python extension. The Python extension happens to be the most popular, most downloaded extension on the VS Code marketplace. So VS Code's a great tool for Python. I'm going to install Docker, because I mentioned I'm going to need Docker. And then I'm going to install the Azure App Service extension. All right, so with these three extensions, I've got Python, Docker, Azure. Makes sense, right? OK, so while those extensions are installing, I'm going to go ahead and get my code down from my GitHub repo. So I've got this empty folder, C:build. And I'm going to clone this quick start template that I've created. This is what I use whenever I create a web app. And I'm using Flask here. So I'm going to git clone github.com/cubitron. So I mentioned my name is Dan Taylor. Very popular name, by the way. There was at least 8 Dan Taylors working at Microsoft at one point. And one of the guys, one of them actually was on the same floor as me. So I have to use creative GitHub names. So Cubitron's my name. Quantum Computing Bit is that's what that's for. And then I have a Flask web app quick start. So this is just a basic template that I use. And I'll go to that Flask web app quick start folder and take a look there. So one thing I need to install the Python packages that this app depends on, basically just Flask. But to do that, I want to install the packages in a way that's not going to conflict with other packages that I have installed for other applications. I may have different versions of packages that other apps depend upon. So to keep this app nice and isolated, I'm going to create a virtual environment. So to create a virtual environment on Windows, we use py-3. By the way, py-3 is just a quick, convenient way to make sure you're running Python 3. If you have multiple Python versions installed on Windows, on Mac or Linux, you just type Python 3. So I'll type py-3. I'm going to run the virtual environment module. It's called vEnv. And I'm going to create a virtual environment in a folder named env. So this basically creates a copy of the Python 3 runtime in this env folder. It doesn't have any packages installed. And then I basically just install the packages that my app depends on. Those packages are captured in this requirements.txt file. So if I run which Python right now, it's going to show that if I type Python, that's going to use the global Python interpreter. It's frozen up here. Yep, so that's using the global Python interpreter. So to use that the interpreter in that env folder, I run this env / scripts / activate. So it puts this little env indicator next to my command line. That means that whenever I type Python from now on, it's going to run Python out of that local virtual environment that I've created. So now I want to use pip, which is the Python package manager, install requirements.txt. So that will install all of the requirements that are in that requirements.txt file. And this is a very common pattern for apps that you see on GitHub written in Python. They'll have a requirements.txt file. This is how you pull down all the packages that they depend upon. All right, so we've created our virtual environment locally, and we've installed our extensions in VS Code. We need to reload VS Code to load those extensions. So I'm going to use a neat trick. So I just closed VS Code. I like to do this. I like to go to the folder that I want to launch out of, and I type code dot, and I press enter. So that launches VS Code in this folder with that folder open, and I can see all the files that I have in here. So a couple neat things. Let's go ahead and take a look at the app that's here. So this is main.py, and it's just a very simple Hello World Flask application that basically just on the home page returns string Hello World. So I import the Flask object from the Flask module, I create the app, I define a route, and then on that route I just return a string. And then if I run this main.py file, it will basically start the web server and run it. So to run this file, I can actually just right-click on main.py and select Run Python File in Terminal. But if I do that, it's going to use the global interpreter. So I can actually switch to the interpreter that I've created in this env folder by clicking on this link here, and it lets me pick which Python environment I want to use with VS Code. So I'm going to use the one in the env folder that I've just created. So I select that. And this will come up when you have a new Python environment. You can just select install to install a linter. This will give me errors as I save my files. So just click install when you see that, and you'll get the linter installed. So if I right-click and run this Python file in terminal, it'll automatically go activate that environment, start the web server, and you can see it's listening here on localhost on port 5000. I can control click on this link, and that'll open my Hello World app here in the web browser. And so we're up and running in that local development environment. All right, so just a quick recap here. To clone the app and create the environment, I cloned my repo. I ran that command to run the to create the virtual environment. I've got the commands for Mac and Linux here. They're slightly different. I installed my requirements, launched VS Code. Just wait till this guy takes a picture. Then I install the extensions, Azure App Service, Docker, and Python, select my virtual environment, run in the terminal, click the link, and we're off to the races. All right, now let's go ahead and Dockerize this and get it deployed to Azure App Service. OK, so the first step that I want to take here, let me just press Control-C to stop this in the terminal. The first step I'm going to take is I'm going to sign into Azure with VS Code. So to sign into Azure, I'm going to run the Azure sign-in command. So to run commands in VS Code, it's Control-Shift-P or Command-Shift-P if you're on a Mac. And I'm going to run the Azure sign-in command. So this is we got a really cool sign-in mechanism for VS Code. It copies the sign-in code to the clipboard, and then I can just click this copy and open link. It'll open the browser, and then I just Control V to paste that code in, and I click Continue. And now I select my Azure account, which is this Python Demos one. And now VS Code is authenticated with Azure. So now VS Code can talk to Azure. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create an Azure Container Registry. So this is a place that will host my Docker containers when they're published to Azure. So if you go to portal.azure.com, your portal page will look pretty much like this when you get a new Azure subscription. So the first thing I want to do is create a container registry. So I click the Create a Resource button up here in the left-hand corner. So I click Create, I'm going to search for a container registry, and hit Enter. That's going to create that. So I select registry, I hit create. It's going to ask me what I want to name it and where I want to put it. So we'll call this registry 0 to Azure. And we see that'll create 0 to azure.azurecr.io. That's a personal registry I can use for this app. I'm going to put it in a resource group named 0 to Azure. And I'm going to put the rest of my app in this same resource group. This is like a folder for all of your Azure resources. So I'll also enable the admin user. This allows me to log in with VS Code. And you know what? Let's bump this down to the basic tier. We want the cheapest resource costs here in Azure. So let's hit Create. So that's going to go off and create this container registry in a resource group called 0 to Azure. And it takes pretty, it'll get created pretty quickly. We'll just wait as it creates that resource and deploys. It should be done here in just a moment. Okay, so that deployment succeeded. It created that container registry. If I go to my resource groups, I can go directly to this registry here from Go to Resource. I can see there's this 0 to Azure resource group that was created. It just has the one container registry in it. My app is going to be deployed here afterwards. So the first thing I want to do now is get the access key so that I can deploy to this container registry from VS Code. So I've got the password here. I'm going to click to copy that. I'll go back to VS Code, and I'm going to type docker login 0 to azure.azurecr.io. It's going to ask me for a username to use. Just give the network a second here. So I'll just press Enter to use the default username, Control-V to paste that password in that I just copied from the portal, hit Enter, and now I can push to that container registry from this local folder. So I'm going to build the container image now of this app and package it up, and it's going to use this Docker file. So I'm going to run a command, Control-Shift-P, Docker build image. It's going to ask me which Docker file I want to use. I'll select that Docker file there. And it's got this default name here. I need to prefix it with the name of my registry, 0 to azure.azurecr.io. This is the name of the image. And the colon latest is the version. So you can have multiple versions. Right now, I'm just using colon latest as my version. It's also known as a tag. So that's going to build the Docker image out of this app using the Docker file. And I'll show that Docker file in a minute. Now I want to push this Docker file to the container registry. So in VS Code, the Docker extension has added this Docker window to the file explorer here. And from here, I can browse my local containers. And there's that 0 to Azure container that I just created. I can right-click on that and select Push. And that's going to go upload this container to Azure App Service. So how many of you here are familiar with Docker? Roughly, for me, recently I knew what Docker was. Conceptually, but you know, I got much more familiar with it recently. So there's a bunch of images or a bunch of layers of this Docker image here, and it's pushing all the different layers, right? So these layers are actually defined in a Docker file. So with this Docker file, what I do is I start with a base image that somebody else has created. This user Tiangolo on a Docker Hub has created a base image, and I'm going to walk through with you here. What's part of this base image. This image has Python 3.6 installed running on Alpine Linux. And this means that the image is small. It's only about 200 megabytes for the full operating system compared with a full Ubuntu image, which is about a gigabyte. So we like small images. They upload faster, just generally uses less space. So that's good. And the other thing is this container has Flask pre-installed, but it's got Flask hosted behind an Nginx web server. So when I ran locally just now, that was using a development server. You can't run that development server in production because it's not built to handle production scale, production load. So with this Docker container, I have an Nginx web server which tasks to Flask through this UWSGI protocol, which basically connects Nginx to Flask through a socket. And so this is a production-ready, production-scale web container that we can go ahead and use. OK, so this is published to that Azure Container Registry. Next thing I'm going to do is browse my registries here in the Docker extension. And I'm going to expand here to see where I just pushed that image to. So I've got 0 to azure.azurecr.io. I just created that resource. I just deployed this Flask web app quick start image. And then here's that specific version colon latest that I created. So if I right click on this image, I can do something really cool with VS Code. I select deploy image to Azure App Service. So I'm going to click that, and it's just going to ask me a bunch of questions, and it's going to go ahead and publish this app out to the web. It asks me where I want to put it. I want to put it in the 0 to Azure resource group that I just created. And I want to create a new app service plan. So this is like a VM that hosts your container. You can have multiple containers on the same plan, but you only pay for the plan. So this is a really neat feature of app service. So I'll name it 0 to Azure plan. And then we'll use the basic tier. And then we'll call it 0 to Azure as our website name. So this will run on 0toazure.websites.net. Oh, it looks like I already created this. Let's deploy it to a different one. Must not have cleaned up before my demo. 0 to Azure plan. We'll call it 0 to Azure 2. So that creates the web app resource in Azure. And OK, so that container is now deployed. I need to take one more step. I need to set the port number. because my Docker container listens on port 8000, I need to tell App Service what port to listen to. So I'm going to go to the Azure tab. So this Azure tab was installed by the Azure App Service plugin. And I can explore my subscription here and see all the apps that I have deployed. Zero to Azure 2 is the one that I just created. And here's the application settings. So I just need to add one setting to tell it what the port is. I'm going to add a new setting. We need to name that websites underscore port. And then set that to 8000. And now I just need to restart this web app. Right-click restart. It's going to restart my web app. And then after it restarts, I can then browse to it. Give it a second. OK, it's finished. So right-click, browse website. Let's give that a kick. OK, so there's my app running in Azure App Service, Hello World. All right, there's the clicker. OK, so just a quick recap. First thing we did was we signed into Azure, pasting the code into the browser. Then we created a new Azure Container Registry with that Create a Resource button. We set the name for the registry and put it in that Zero to Azure resource group. That's what actually created the resource group when I went through this step. Then we copied the access key for the container registry. And we did Docker login from the terminal to log into that. Then finally, we built the image and pushed it to the container registry. And then we right-clicked and deployed that image to Azure App Service and set the port number. OK. So in the next couple minutes, I'm going to make a code change and redeploy now that we've got everything set up. All right. So everything will be a lot faster this time. So let's go back to our application. And this time, I'm going to add a slightly more interesting URL. I'm going to add a template to my Flask web app. So I create a new folder called templates. And I'm going to put a new file in here called index.html. And just here, we'll just have this return hello, and we'll have it take a parameter name. So I'm going to pass the name in from the Python code. So I hit save, hello name. And then let's go to our main.py file here. And so I'm going to import a method that lets me render these templates. So I'll import render underscore template. Here I get nice IntelliSense. And then I'm going to define a new route for my app using app.route. And then we'll pass in, we'll put the route at slash name. And then we'll have it take a parameter, which is the name that we'll pass to the template. So we'll say hello name. And then I just need to do one final call and say that I'm going to return template index.html. And then I can just pass key value arguments here for what I want to be passed to the template. So I'm going to take the name in from the URL. Oh, I forgot to define a method. Take the name from the URL, pass it in, and then pass that along to the template. OK, so that's the change of code. Now all we need to do is rebuild the Docker image, push it again, and then restart the site, and we'll have our new code running. So Control-Shift-P, Docker build image. Select that Docker file, 0 to azure.azurecr.io. Hit Enter. That will go rebuild the Docker image. That'll be nice and quick. Give it a second to wake up here. All right, that's rebuilt. And this time when I push, it should actually be much, much quicker because my container registry already contains the base image that I'm using. So if I right-click push, you'll see that this will just say all these layers already exist. And there we go. We've pushed our new image. And now we just go to our App Service tab, right-click on that website, and give it a restart, which will cause it to pull the latest Docker image from my container registry. And we'll be able to run that new code. So if I refresh here, Okay, so the site's up and running. I can say hello. Give it a second. Hello, build. Okay, so we just deployed a change to our app. Cool. All right. Almost at the end here. So just a quick recap. To redeploy new code after we've published the image the first time, we just run that build image command. We give it the same Docker name, push it, and restart the site. So that's the basic Zero to Azure steps. Some next things that you can do is you can set up continuous deployment with VSTS, so you can have a production and staging slot. If you want to experiment and dev test, you could add authentication, data services, or intelligence APIs with Azure Cognitive Services or machine learning. The code is available here on GitHub. I've got the VS Code steps as well as the command line steps for you to run through. And if you want to stay up to date with anything the Python team is doing, be sure to follow our Python blog at akka.ms/Python blog. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. Please evaluate the session, and I'm around here if you guys have questions.